As we continue today, we're celebrating the Feast of Corpus Christi. The Feast of Corpus Christi means it is the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. Traditionally, it always is also celebrated Thursday after, Holy Trinity. Like the Feast of Ascension is always celebrated every Thursday. But when it's, as the bishop says, when we celebrate Thursday, only little people come. But it's a great sacrament and mystery and event of the church that at least everyone should be here. So today, once again, as we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, this is like all the event in line from the resurrection to ascension, Pentecost, and then Holy Trinity and Corpus Christi. It's just one celebration in the life of our Lord Jesus. So the Feast of Corpus Christi, it is a celebration of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, instituted as a sacrament in the church. And here, as part of our Mass every Sunday, or daily Mass, is always what's called this Eucharistic service. So, what I want to arrive this morning, as all of us have come from evangelical blood and mindset, as we become part now of the sacramental and liturgical churches, with something that to be embedded and learn to continue to understand. When we are still in charismatic, we used to celebrate this as once a month or once every 3 months, and we call this love feast. Do you remember that? Love feast? With the grape juice wine? But as a liturgical worship is the essential part of worship, of sacramental and liturgical worship. The Eucharist is the central theme of our life, the Eucharist, because it is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is here in the whole liturgy explained to what the Lord has done unto us. And with sacrificial death and resurrection, we receive our salvation and forgiveness of God. So, here in Luke chapter 24, a little background here. Luke chapter 24, it is an event of the resurrection where Jesus appeared to the two women in the early verses. And then he appeared to the two disciples going to Emmaus. And these two disciples are talking. They're talking. You could see that in verse 1 to 12. Okay, you could see that. And then going to 15 to 29. They're talking. These two disciples talking in the road back to Emmaus, they're very disappointed and sad because what happened to Jesus. And along the way, as they talk together, these two, Jesus came with them and talked with them, as you read the whole chapter. And they did not recognize Jesus talking to them. So there are now three of them walking on the street going back to Emmaus, and they did not recognize Jesus. Sometimes, this is a folly, when we are under stress or problem, or sometimes we don't recognize already God. Sometimes we don't recognize and see what the Lord could do. Our eyes are clouded with problems and negative things. And so Jesus was there talking with them. And then in verse 30, in 29, he said, come, stay with us. Then verse 30 come in. This is our text for today. And in that, they invited Jesus in their house, and they eat. And it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. So first, he's the visitor. And now when they come to the house, He became now the host, because he's the one now sitting at the table. It is something that foreshadowing the Eucharist. That same word says that he took the bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. This is part of our, what we call prayer. Prayer or institution, prayer of Eucharist. And in that time already, writers believe that's already now foreshadowing the Eucharist. And at that time, as they took the bread, then he made known to them to the breaking of bread. Then they see and recognize now Jesus during the Eucharist. And that is also my prayer today, brothers and sisters, that we partake with the Eucharist. May God open our eyes, spiritual ears, spiritual heart, that we could see, hear, and feel Jesus. And that is my prayer for today. So, as we go along, they eat in the table. See, our mass for today, the Eucharistic Mass, there's always something about eating. And there are two tables here in our Mass today. So remember the word eat. We eat. We like to eat. So here right now, there are two tables. I said here. The two tables. One table right now, the first is the table of the Word. That as I share the Word with you, I share the Word with you, you eat the Word. Meaning, you hear, meditate the Word. Another meaning of eating there is to hear, meditate the Word. So, as I share the Word today, you hear it and meditate it. It's like eating the Word. Meditating the Word. So, this is now the first serving of food to our soul and spirit to the Word of God. No wonder why he said here in verse 32, did not our heart burn in us while he talked with us and in the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So along the way, the Lord is feeding them now with the Word. Feeding with the Word, sending to them the Word of God, putting in the remembrance all the prophet says. He talked with us in the road. Well, he opened the scripture to us. And then, after that, they have the Eucharist. So, table of the Word, right now, standing here. I'm serving you. I'm giving you food to soul and spirit with the Word of God. And then, the second table is the table of the Lord, the Eucharist. Now, and that's what happened to them also. Then, he said to them that he took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. That is the second table during the Eucharist. So along the way in our readings here, as it happened, they have the sharing of the Word, the table of the Word, and then as they sit at the table, they share the bread, the Eucharist. So, here once again, what I want, what as I said, my prayer is that may we learn to continue to understand about the Eucharist. As people are coming from the evangelical mindset and now going to liturgical and sacramental worship, may it be that God, through the Holy Spirit, will give us more understanding of what's happening and what we're doing. So, what happened today, right now, is as we come today here, every Sunday, we are part of the celebration. Not just what you call our Sunday obligation to be here, but our loving obligation to be here, to gather together as a family. And here, as faithful to our text today, about the Eucharist, body and blood of Christ, is that when we celebrate the body and blood of Christ, you partake it, it is a celebration. Celebration, and it helps us to be reminded of the love of God shown through our Lord Jesus that He died for you and me. The whole readings, the whole liturgy would remind us of the sacrificial love of Jesus that He died for you and me while we're still sinners so that we could have salvation, forgiveness, and reconciliation back to God. And first, you should be reading with the Word, because the Word and the sacrament will always go together, because the Word of God will help us to be reminded of what the love of God has done unto us. This is the love story, love letter of God to you and me, that He gave His only Son to die for us because He loved us. So that's one thing that we have to see every time we have the Eucharist. It reminds us with the love of God, the very love of God for you and me, the sent Jesus Christ. So somehow, somewhere, it would help you develop an attitude when we come to the Eucharist. It reminds us with the love of God. Remind us of the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That with a higher level of thinking and knowing why we participate, what is happening during the Eucharist, it reminds you with the love of God. It helps us to be reminded that because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven. We become part of the family of God. So when you come here every Sunday, first, to be reminded what the Lord has done unto us, that Jesus died for you and me. And it will be more exciting to see that. Thank you, Lord, you have died for me. That because of His death and resurrection, we have our salvation. Of His sacrificial love. All that He suffered for you and me because He loves you and me. And with that, we will learn to recognize, appreciate what the Lord has done unto us. And secondly, what is our response? This is very important now. What is our response? When you see and have now the information and revelation that Jesus died for you and me so that we could have salvation, our response will always be of thanksgiving. That's why another meaning of the Eucharist is the great thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for what the Lord has done to you and me. That's why when we come here every Sunday, our heart is full of thanksgiving. Yes, there will be problem along the way, but if you could just wait, ukiluhon mo, the blessing of God is far more greater than what your problem is. So even if you have problem in the house, in the office, whatever it is, when you come, remembering what the Lord has done to you, it will supersede. You're not going here with a heavy heart. Even if you have problem, because you're not thankful because you have problem, you're thankful because there is a solution. Jesus is a solution. That's why we are thankful people. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And with that kind of heart coming here, with thankful heart, is always what you call a mood or a feeling of goodness and joy coming here. Hindi mo ginapili ang sarili mo agturiya. Just remembering what the Lord has done to you. And not only that, in our everyday life,
The Lord has given you strength. The Lord has given you protection. The Lord has given you health, healing, everything along the way for past few days. And we come here this Sunday to give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. Can you see that? Thanksgiving is a great thanksgiving. And that's why it would help us to be a thankful people. Eucharistic people or thankful people. Because God has done so much goodness in our lives. That's why every Sunday we come here, this is not be a heavy heart with sadness, but with joyful and thankful heart, knowing that God is good and is going to show you good, the resolution to your problem, because Jesus is the answer. Could you see that? And with that, not only be a thankful people, but when we celebrate together, when we celebrate together in the Eucharist is the greatest and the highest form of thanksgiving man to give to God. It is the highest form of thanksgiving. That's why sometimes say, Mapamisa ako, Thanksgiving Mass. Have you heard that? Thanksgiving Mass. Because Eucharist is the greatest and highest form of thanksgiving man to give to God. In what way? Because not only about praise and worship, but we offer unto Him the sacrificial lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ. That we appreciate our thanksgiving, our offering, because we offer to Him not only our thanksgiving and our life, but also the Eucharist, the lamb of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why, brothers and sisters, when I arrived this morning, is to come here with a joyful and thankful heart. You see? And we're gathered here together, praising and thanking God. And the Eucharist is a meal. We eat together. You don't eat with your enemies. Huh? You eat with your friends. That's why before the start of the Eucharist, in the offering, you have to forgive. So that as we join together and eat together, there's a joyful heart. Have you had the feeling of eating in front of enemy? Ha? Kaagi ka mo, gakaong ka mo ngayon, katubang, dayo din. Masadya ka, bukon. Bukon! How you eat, takbo mo ka, pinggan ka, no? But you see, we are friends. We're brothers and sisters. We're in love together. And there's a joyful meal together. May God would open our eyes to that. As a family together, we eat together. Because we are in love with one another. We eat with our friends. We eat. So, here, as we go together, we're so happy. There might be a joyful mood. A happy mood. Well, we are here inside the church. Because we are here in part invited by the King to eat with Him and to our brothers and sisters. Huh? Are you happy or joyful to be here this morning? Are you happy? You should be. Eating together. Huh? Diba? We know I invited the feast, fiesta. You're so happy eating together with your brothers and sisters, with relatives, friends. Everyone is happy. Why? Because it's a happy event. Eating together with the sacrifices. What? Sacrifice of animals. My little son, he died. My little son, come on. Fried chicken. I'm going to have chicken. Fried chicken. I'm so happy eating together. How much more? With the sacrificial lamb of Jesus that we eat together. Can you see that? That's why what I want to see that and pray that you the Lord opened our eyes, so we've been in a higher level of understanding of the Eucharist. And that's how I see it right now. Maybe there's a far more understanding, but I could not say something beyond what I don't know. Well, that's what I've learned. And I'm so happy to be here this morning, to be part of the Eucharist, to be thankful people to God, to you and me. What the Lord has done unto you. So first, it reminds us of the love of God. That He gave His Son to die for you and me, so we have salvation. So that we could appreciate what God has done unto us. And secondly, we respond with thanksgiving to what the Lord has done unto us. Now, as you said, eat. Say eat. See, the theology of eating. See, you eat. You receive something. You see? So, in thanksgiving, it's not only our offering or joining here every Sunday, but thanksgiving to God, being a Eucharistic people, will always express also in our service to God, in our obedience to God, in our things that we have to do for God. Because that is one way of thanksgiving. So everything we do is always thanksgiving. Why are you doing that? Because I'm thankful to God. I'm helping other people because I'm thankful to God. Even they don't pay it back, no problem. Because the motive is because, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything. It gives us to be thankful people, obedient people, and continue to change ourselves. Because one way also of Eucharist is transformation. As the body and blood of God transformed, that bread and wine transformed to be body and blood of Christ. The real presence of Christ is in that. And we receive that. It is a transforming power in us to help us change our lives. And that's one way also of thanksgiving to God, our continual changing for the better for God. Amen. And now, the moment He said, you receive body and blood of Christ. What is your answer? Amen. You know its meaning of amen? The hidden meaning of amen when you say amen is that not just saying, Lord, I believe. I really believe that this is your blood and your body. The second meaning of you say amen is also a meaning or your expression to God that, yes, Lord, I receive your body. You sacrificed for me. You gave yourself to me. Now, Lord, I will also give my life to you and to others. That's another meaning of your amen. Only four letter, pero it carries weight. It weight of our commitment. Yes, Lord. Amen. So not only, Lord, thank you, but also says, yes, Lord, I will obey you. Din meaning karon. Yes, Lord, I will obey you. Yes, Lord, I will submit to you. Yes, Lord, I will forgive others. That's the meaning of your amen. Because when you eat, receive it, it means to say, yes, Lord. That's the theology there. You receive it. And yes, Lord, amen. Then, Lord, meant to say, I really believe, Lord, this is your blood and your body. And at the same time, Lord, I will, as you give your life to me, I will also give my life to you. I'll be a thankful people. I'll be a forgiving people. I will serve you. So your amen there carries a lot of weight. That four-letter word, it carries heavy, not burden, but responsibility and accountability. Because Lord, yes, Lord. So here once again, brothers and sisters, today, may it be that somewhere, somehow, may God open our eyes, our heart, our ear, that you could see God. See, Lastly, he said here, and they opened, verse 31, and then their eyes were opened and they knew him. No, they knew him. And he vanished from their sight. Jesus vanished at their sight. Where is Jesus? He vanished. Where is Jesus? Jesus in his word. Jesus is in the Eucharist. Jesus is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. In spite of problem, going to dark valley of your life, Jesus is with you. He is with you. He is in us and he is with us. So I pray to God that God may open our eyes. You can learn more about the Eucharist. Appreciate it more what's done unto us and help us to be a thankful people. You see, in the Eucharist, all the meaning of Eucharist there, you see, the beginning, Eucharistic prayer. Last day we say that you understand what you're saying, especially during the Eucharist. The great thanksgiving, the Lord be with you and your spirit. Lift up your hearts, lift up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. That's why it is a thanksgiving. And that's why also during Thanksgiving, ginapaop. And you see that? Off, di ba? So that your eyes is in the table. Not in the monitor, not in your mesalit. Your eyes on the table. Concentrate. Your eyes. Because during that time, we are transported in that time. Hear this. Very, very important. Lastly. During the Eucharist, in persona Christi, the priest is in person of Christ. During the time of the Eucharist, we are transported at that time where Jesus is having his last supper with his disciples. Could you see that? By faith, anamnesis. That's what's happening. The eternal now is happening, that during the Eucharist, all of us are present in that last supper. That's why you have to learn to concentrate eyes, heart, and ear in the table. Because the Lord is doing something. And may it be, as we celebrate, God would open our eyes and see him in the Eucharist.